Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The White House has said that far too many civilians continue to be killed in Gaza after a deadly Israeli airstrike on a school compound where thousands of displaced Palestinians were taking shelter. The director of a local hospital said the facility had received 70 bodies and the remains of at least 10 more people. Here's our international editor, Jeremy Bowen.
The Israelis insist they're being very careful. They say they used precision weapons, that there were maybe 20 Hamas operatives who were killed. But the thing is that under international humanitarian law, there has to be a degree of proportionality. Even if it can be proved that they did kill 20 Hamas operatives, the question is whether killing 60, 80, 100 civilians is an appropriate price, to use a brutal word, for that in terms of proportionality. And I would suggest, and the UN has suggested, and the EU, which called it a massacre, has suggested that that is not proportionate.
A regional governor in western Russia has ordered the speeding up of civilian evacuations after nearly a week of fighting with Ukrainian forces engaged in a surprise offensive on Russian soil. David Bamford reports.
The governor of Kursk region, Alexei Smirnov, indicated there'd been a new Ukrainian advance, saying residents of the southern Belovsky district needed to be moved quickly. Earlier on Saturday, Moscow said its military had engaged Ukrainian troops across a 30-kilometre swathe of Russian territory. Acknowledging for the first time that his military was indeed conducting an offensive inside Kursk, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said his army chief had reported to him on the actions to push the war into what he called the aggressor's territory.
Donald Trump's election campaign team has said its internal communications have been hacked and details sent to a US political website. The campaign's chief spokesman said Iran was behind the hack without providing any direct evidence. Earlier this week, Microsoft released a report saying Iranian hackers appear to have targeted the campaign of an unnamed US presidential candidate. Emergency teams in Brazil have retrieved all the bodies from the site of a plane crash near the city of Sao Paulo. An investigation is underway to establish the cause of the disaster. Here's Simon Jones.
Terrified witnesses describe seeing the plane spiralling out of control towards the ground, then bursting into flames. The aircraft came down in a residential area, killing all 58 passengers and four crew members on board. A group of doctors, university students and four members of the same family were among the dead. Nobody on the ground was hurt. Brazil's Civil Aviation Agency said the plane's black box containing voice recordings and flight data had been recovered. The governor of Sao Paulo has declared 3 days of mourning.
World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of Serbians have been protesting in the capital Belgrade against plans to mine one of Europe's largest lithium deposits. Environmental activists have taken over two of the city's main railway stations, with some lying on the tracks to prevent trains from running. They've said they're prepared to stay there all night. Kat Wiener reports.
The protesters say the mine would cause irreversible environmental destruction in the Jadar Valley, a lush agricultural region in western Serbia that's given its name to the lithium-rich mineral jadarite. 2 years ago, protests by environmentalists and farmers forced the Serbian government to revoke a licence granted to the Anglo-Australian mining giant Rio Tinto. But last month, the project was restarted after a court decision and a government U-turn. Serbia immediately signed a strategic pact with the European Union linked to exploiting the lithium, a crucial raw material for electric car batteries.
Police in Indian-administered Kashmir say two soldiers have been killed in a gun battle with Kashmiri separatists. They said another soldier and two civilians were injured when a military patrol came under fire from armed insurgents in a forested area. The army said a military operation was underway. Turkey has restored access to Instagram after introducing a ban earlier this month for what the government called failing to comply with the country's laws, rules and public sensitivities. The exact reason was never fully explained, but earlier the president's information office accused the platform of blocking condolence messages for the former Palestinian Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh following his assassination last month. At the Paris Olympics, the United States have won a fifth consecutive gold in the men's basketball after defeating the hosts France 98-87 in the final. In a rematch of the Tokyo Olympics final 3 years ago, America's superstar packed team once again proved too much for the French, despite the raucous home support. BBC News.